Welcome. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com.
And this is James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com, and we both welcome you back to The New World Next Week, which, of course, you can find all the related materials on NewWorldNextWeek.com. And as always, a thanks to ParadigmShift.tv, as well as any other alternative media outlets who help spread the word about this show. James, let's get right to our first story today, where I believe I said it last week, you know, it seems as though we're living in the future, or the future is now. All you got to do is look in the breaking news here in the States to see of recycling organs to know that the future is now. But to quote Han Solo, I've got a bad feeling about this. The White House today escalated its opposition to a cybersecurity-related surveillance bill with a formal veto threat. That's right, friends, it's CISPA. In a new statement, the White House's Office of Management and Budget said that the CISPA bill, that's CISPA, endangered Americans' privacy and inappropriately shielded private companies from liability. The statement suggests that CISPA, also known as the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, goes too far by giving the National Security Agency too much power. Quote, H.R. 3523 effectively treats domestic cybersecurity as an intelligence activity and thus significantly departs from long-standing efforts to treat the internet and cyberspace as civilian spheres. The administration believes that a civilian agency, the Department of Homeland Security, must have a central role in domestic cybersecurity, including for conducting and overseeing the exchange of cybersecurity information with the private sector and with sector-specific federal agencies, end quote. The House Rules Committee is meeting this afternoon. That would be Wednesday, April 25th here in America. House Rules Committee meeting this afternoon to discuss which amendments will be permitted during a floor discussion scheduled to begin on the 26th with a floor vote to follow on Friday, the 27th. James, it's another week, another cybersecurity bill, and this time it seems like another don't throw me in the briar patch situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll believe this veto when I see it, and we'll never see it. Exactly like the veto threat against the NDAA last year where, against his will, Obama was just forced to robo-sign the NDAA into being. Oh, but he did it under protest, I tell you, under protest. Which is, of course, complete garbage and bunkum, and this is exactly what they want. But in fact, if you read that statement put out by the White House, they are essentially correct that that ultimately this is extremely grave because it threatens to put the cybersecurity threat, using that cybersecurity boogeyman to make the internet part of the infrastructure for the intelligence surveillance of the United States, as opposed to a private and completely government hands-off run institution. So obviously, the threat is correctly identified there, but they're not going to use their and I think we know that. So it's all don't throw me in the briar patch. But it's interesting when you start looking into this the CISPA bill and some of the recent additions and amendments that have been made that are allowing the Department of Homeland Security to monitor any and all communications that are run through any type of server in any way affiliated with the federal government. And this seems to be an extension of this Einstein technology that they've been talking about at DHS for years now, which basically means that the DHS is really becoming what the FBI was back in Hoover's day, which was the agency which could basically get the goods and snoop and spy on anyone and everyone in order to blackmail people, in order to make sure that Hoover maintained the top of that that pyramid and had the power over people, which he could use in various ways to his liking. So I think the DHS is being positioned to be that type of agency. Anyway, we know all of the various ways that the federal government in all of its various forms is working to make sure that the internet is completely tracked, surveilled, traced, and database at all times. So the idea of internet freedom is becoming more and more of a pipe dream. I don't think it ever existed, but it's certainly in the wake of all of these bills that are coming along, it's doubtful that it'll remain for a year, let alone the next few months. So people have to do what they can with the internet while they can, which is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. And James, I imagine that's why you're on Media Monarchy and blasting the word out.
That's it. I think I've said this on the show many, many times. I've always tried to treat the internet as if it could disappear tomorrow. So James, in a completely unrelated note from James Bamford, the latest on him and how the NSA's new Utah spy center might know everything. So we mentioned SOPA and what was its companion bill?
PIPA.
Now I can't remember. PIPA, that's right. So I'm going to wager that even if Obama-Saya uses the veto, it will be immediately followed by some huge raid or some huge bust or some show that basically lets everyone know they don't need these bills. And they'll raid you and they'll shut you down whenever they damn well feel like it. So as we turn our eyes to the skies, James, for our second story, we'll take it from two of our favorite sites, StratRisks.com and AllGov.com. FOIA. FBI and police free to launch spies in the sky over U.S. cities, or here's who's buying the drones. Local cops watching you from the sky. The American skies may soon be full of drones after it was disclosed that domestic law enforcement agencies, from the FBI to local police, have been granted permission to deploy the unmanned aircraft. Documents obtained under Freedom of Information laws show that more than 50 non-military organizations have asked to fly drone aircraft, many of which can carry cameras and surveillance equipment for spying within the U.S. The figures from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a civil liberties group that aims to defend Americans from digital snooping by government, showed that agencies such as the FBI, the aforementioned FBI, the aforementioned Homeland Security, and the Department of Justice have been cleared to launch drones. More alarmingly, city police forces were also drawing up plans to use the reconnaissance aircraft, which are usually associated with top-secret missions against terror suspects in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Yemen, and on and on and on. Lastly, police chiefs in Miami, Seattle, and even North Little Rock, a city in Arkansas of less than 70,000 people, were all cleared by the FAA, the Federal Aviation Authority, to launch drones within their jurisdictions. James.
Well, I don't know about you, James. I mean, maybe it's just that we've been covering these issues so closely, but I'm not really sure what's particularly new here. We certainly know that various police departments have been testing drone technologies for years now, and it seems to have been pretty much an open secret that this is coming to everyone's backyard. And of course, we saw the sort of rollout of this technology in domestic police policing last year when we had the DHS using drone technology to find cattle rustlers or whatever that ridiculous story was. So I think this is just the next stage of revealing to the public, guess what, the chickens are coming home to roost. And exactly as you indicate in that story there, this is exactly what's been going on around the world. This technology has been rolled out and the public has been conditioned to accept it in places like Afghanistan and Pakistan and Yemen. And here it comes home. And on the Yemen note, there's a new Wall Street Journal article out that I'd like to draw people's attention to, that the Obama administration is easing up their rules for the CIA to use even more drone strikes against the Yemenis. And it just happens to note in about the sixth or seventh paragraph of that story that, oh, by the way, since the killing of Anwar al-Awlaki, you know, that extrajudicial killing that was unconstitutionally authorized by the U.S. president against a U.S. citizen, which no Democrat on the face of the planet seems to have a problem with. But that actually increased the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula's strength. And wow, what a shock, what a surprise. This all backfires. So all of it is just a big system that's rolled out to make sure that people know who the boss is and what they're doing. And this is just the next stage of steeping us all in the coming drone technology, the Buck Rogers of the 21st century.
We will include, because I believe I covered it on my own foodworldorder.com website, the DHS and the cattle rustlers and the drone story. There is a story today in the news, James. Again, I kind of watch the mainstream news just to kind of see the picture they're painting. And this has gotten a lot of coverage. Bird strikes pose ongoing danger to aircraft. I guess Biden had some birds hitting the plane and they had to make an emergency landing, but we're to believe that that's a huge, huge pressing problem, but yet we're going to launch drones with cameras, with surveillance, and perhaps in some places with weapons. And that's just nothing to see here. Let's move along. But as we've said at the beginning, and this now is becoming more and more common, we are living in the future, James. Our third and final story, we will blast off into space. From the Light Years blog on CNN, and as always, on so many things, you know, thanks to listeners and folks and readers of Media Monarchy sent me this story. Company aims to mine resource-rich asteroids. Eric Anderson and Peter Diamandis pioneered the business of sending millionaire tourists into space. Now they want to mine asteroids for what they say will be tens of billions of dollars worth of resources annually for use on Earth and beyond. Seattle area's Planetary Resources, backed by big money investors including filmmaker James Cameron and Google executives Larry Page and Eric Schmidt, said Tuesday, April 24th, it plans to develop and launch a series of robotic systems and unmanned aircraft, starting with its ARCID 100 Earth-orbiting space telescopes that it hopes to launch by the end of 2013 to identify candidate near-Earth asteroids. The company hopes to dispatch swarms of those, which would orbit candidate asteroids and finish the process of determining what they held within 10 years. So the Bellevue, Washington State Company would then unveil a new system of spacecraft for the payoff, mining precious metals such as platinum for use on Earth, and extracting water, whose elements the company says can be used for fuel and life support systems in space. Jumping down and finishing it off, a single 500-meter platinum-rich asteroid would have the equivalent of all the platinum group metals ever mined on Earth, the company said. And the right 80-meter asteroid would have more than $100 billion worth of materials, Anderson said. James, these kind of stories, I guess, just blows my mind in a way.
Me too. I mean, it is total sci-fi fantasy, but here it is. And if some private company can put to the investors together to pull this off, you know, whatever, good on them. I don't have any particular problem with that, but I did write about this. I did touch on this in the last week's editorial in the International Forecaster, which I'm writing every Saturday, where I was noting the recent woes of Google Inc., and I just think that this type of story is a nice, convenient distraction, a nice PR-friendly type of distraction from all of the various lawsuits and things that Google Inc. is going under right now, with the Oracle lawsuit about the Java and Android being the big name story right now. But there's a lot of other things going on, and I think the Street View debacle is still not quite put to bed. The Google Street View car is going around snooping and snarfing up all the data from unprotected Wi-Fi networks. They got wrapped on the knuckles with a $25,000 fine, a $25,000 fine for going around and stealing everyone's personal data. Oops, so we didn't mean to do that. But there's now some talk that there might be congressional inquiries, etc. Again, I don't think that's going to have much teeth to it, but at the very least, it'll keep the story in front of a public that should be very concerned about what Google knows and what Google does. So they can try to distract you with asteroid mining and things like that, but I think there's a lot of other things going on. And if people are interested in reading more about that, I write the Saturday editorials for the International Forecaster, and I'm now sending that out to the subscribers to the Corbett Report. So if you want to sign up for that, corbettreport.com/support. And if you do so before this Saturday, you can get that Google Inc. Article in your email inbox. So absolutely something to keep our eyes on. It's an interesting story, but we'll see what comes of it.
And I think you mentioned the Google situation. We also have the phone hacking situation in the UK right now, which is only seeming to grow larger and larger and perhaps could engulf Cameron. James, we could almost just kind of cross our fingers and hope that in all of this chaos, essentially all these middle manager puppet so-called elites will hopefully all destroy each other and will actually be left as, you know, a peace-loving humanity to actually go forward and explore space together. James, those are some of the kind of things I'll get into on my show on MediaMonarchy.com, the more esoteric angles. And even our last story does remind me, it was one of the more recent things I got from Netflix, The Shape of Things to Come, the sci-fi film based on, of course, H.G. Wells. So all of those things and more can be found on MediaMonarchy.com. And James, once again, I thank you so much. This is episode 112 of New World Next Week.
Thank you. And just letting the listeners out there know that my podcast this coming Monday is going to be all about Bill Gates and the various things that he's up to. So stay tuned for that on CorbettReport.com. Till next week. Thanks, James. See you then.
Thank you.